This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abaim. Hope everybody's doing well. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We started yesterday, Sif Yud Ches, in Siman Dalet. And let us continue. We'll read again from the beginning of the Mechaber. Eilu Dvarim Tzrichim Netila B'mayim. The following things need Netila in water. The Mishnah Berurah explained in Sif Katan Lamed Ches to remove the Ruach Ra. And therefore, anytime you're washing your hands to remove Ruach Ra, you need to do so expeditiously, immediately. You don't want to delay the Ruach Ra. And L'Chadchila, you should wash your entire hand until the wrist, or at the very least, till the ends of the fingers. However, in contradistinction to, if you just get your hands dirty, you need to just clean the dirty parts of your hand, and the rest of the hand you don't have to clean. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Tes, B'mayim, after L'Tfila, V'chol Shekein L'Torah, Dai Acher Kol Eilu, B'Nikayin Ba'alma, U'Kil Kamon B'Sif Chavei Z'mayri, Become Min Hamita. In other words, for davening, or for learning, if you did any of these things, all you need to do is clean your hands. You don't necessarily need water. Even if you get up, even if you went to sleep, for tefillah, for Torah, you don't necessarily have to wash your hands in water. Certainly some of these other things, these other activities mentioned, to remove Ruach Ra, you need dafka water. In other words, to get your hands in a state appropriate for davening and learning, you could wipe it, you could use anything that cleans. However, if you want to remove Ruach Ra, you need dafka water. And you do not need three times, can become minamita, unless you're getting out of, you're waking up. However, says Mishnah Berurah, there are those who are machmir about other activities, that you need to wash your hands three times to remove Ruach Ra. They are v'yesh machmir b'holch bein amesim. Some say if you go among the dead, then you need to wash your hands three times to remove ruach ra. U'meshamesh b'mita mitas donas marital relations v'inan gam kein shalish pa'amim. So again, the highest level of ruach ra is when you go to sleep at night. Other things, you only need to wash your hands one time to remove ruach ra. Somebody who goes among mesim or someone's meshamish mitasai, there's a chumrah to wash your hands three times as well. The Sefer Heichal HaKodesh machmer b'yotzim beis hakisei shalish pa'amim. The Sefer Heichal HaKodesh is machmer. If you come out of the bathroom, you should also wash three times. The Magen Avram Siman Sayin sasar dvarav. The Magen Avram dismisses his words. So again, somebody goes to the bathroom. Then you only have to wash your hands three times. There is an extra chumrah, which is definitely not unanimously accepted, to wash your hands three times when you come out of the bathroom as well. Okay, so let's see what some of these items are that have ruach ra. Hakam mehamita, you get up in the morning. V'hayotzim beis hakisei, or if you go out of the bathroom. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkatan Mem, Afilu lo yasa tzrachav, even if you didn't do your needs, even just you just went into the bathroom, you went in to get a shaver, you went in to get a toothbrush, you went in to get anything, you have something in your medicine cabinet. So the question is, what about bathrooms today? The Chazon Ish is mesupik about that. Is the bathroom today like the Persian bathroom discussed in the Gemara, where the tzaya is taken far away? Or since the excrement stays in the bowl until you flush, maybe it has a din of a beis hakisei gamor. This is a discussion in the Chazon Ish, in the Igros Moshe, and Lemaisa. The Poskim say you should be machmir, and Rabbi Yashiv says as well. In other words, if you merely went into the bathroom, you should wash your hands. Okay, that's the bottom line. If you merely went into the bathroom, you should wash your hands. Again, you don't have to wash your hands three times, but unless according to the chumrah of the Heichal HaKodesh. Furthermore, v'chein bebeis hamerchatz, afilu loy rachatz sham. Or if you go into a bathhouse, or maybe a mikvah, even if you don't take a bath, you got to wash your hands. Umishum ruach ra sheshar be'elam mekas, because of the ruach ra that resides in these places. Furthermore, vayter in the mechaber, umi beis hamerchatz, you come out of a bathhouse, v'hanoytel tzi parnav, someone who cuts their nails, v'hacholetz minolav, someone who takes off their shoes. Now, this is a little bit difficult because we said that we're talking about items that you need to wash your hands to remove ruach ra. What ruach ra is involved by taking off shoes? Or v'hanoy ge'a barag, the one who touches his feet, v'achoyfev roisha, the one who scratches his head. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, min alav, sivkatan mem alav. Mishum shanei ge'a biyada ve'isachalitza, you're touching them when you're removing them. Avo b'loy naga b'hem ein sagnativ, you just slip them off. You don't have to wash your hands. V'hacholeitz menalav, someone who takes off shoes, v'noigea baraglav, or touches his feet, v'choifev roishai, einoi mishum ruach ra, it's not because of a bad spirit, rak mishum nekias, it's because of cleanliness. Alkein entzach lamar lito yadav tekev, therefore there's no rush. In other words, if you're gardening outside, and you touched your feet, you don't have to run to wash your hands. Mashein can be inoch, as opposed to the others, the mishum ruach ra, the chanabas of katan lamenches. Now, what if you touch shoes which are not leather? Crocs. So the dirshu brings from Shalosh Tshuvos Erech Shai, that only if you touch a shoe of leather do you have to wash your hands. And Chazon Ish agreed. The Ben Ish Chai says, any shoe. What if you touch shoelaces? You're not touching the shoe, you just touch the shoelaces. Chazon Ish says you don't have to wash your hands. Rabbi Yashiv brings that, yes, the shoelaces are batel to the shoes. Now, we said if you scratch your head, you have to wash your hands. What if you didn't scratch with your hand? You just touched your hair. No, you do not have to wash your hands. Weiter. The Mechaber says, "V'yeshayimim." Some say, "Af ha'hilich ben amesim," one who walks among the dead. U'mishanaga ames, one who touches a dead body. He says, "Mishnah Berurah ben amesim be'beis hakvaros, in the cemetery." V'kasa maril sim chavgimel sheishlito kodim sheisbalal al hakvaros. You should wash your hands before you pray by a grave. V'roichetzin sheinis, and you wash a second time b'shuv elachatzar be'beis hakvaros, when you come out of the cemetery. Because the bad spirits accompany on the way out. Some have a custom to wash their face when they come out of the cemetery. That's brought by the Malbim. Or one who touches a mace. Says the Mishmarah, "V'afilu misha nichnas etzel mace echad." Even someone who enters to one mace, "Oisha halach la'voisai," or goes to escort noyagim benatila, the minig is to wash. The Prima Gadam says that's only if you're going within 4 amos of the mace. The Chachmas Adam also says that. Chazon Ish says that a malave has to wash his hand even beyond 4 amos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, continuing, v'noagu lahakbid em yikanes adon l'bayis acher koidim shirchatz. The minog is to be makbid, not to enter another house before you wash your hand. U'minog aveisenu toirohi. The minog of our forefathers is Torah. Now, bayis acher is the lashon of the Ramah in Yoredeya. The Levush takes out the word acher. And the Kaf HaChaim says the minhag is not even to enter one's house. I saw in the name of Rav Moshe that to enter a yeshiva, you do not have to wash your hands. Very interesting. Okay. Vayter. Umisha mafli kelev, one who takes lice out of kelim. V'hamishamish mitase, one who has marital relations. V'hanogea bekina, one who touches a louse. V'hanogea begufa b'yad, one who touches his body. Says Mishnah Berurah, Kalev afilo inaga b'chino shalai matza. Someone's looking for lice, even if he did not find it. He forgot to put money in the Rameir Balanes Pushka, so he didn't find any lice. Or if he touches a kino v'farosh, if it's a flea, efshet d'daimini koin ba'ama. Could be you could just wipe your hands, you don't have to wash them. So it seems like when it comes to lice, there's an inyan of ruach ra. Biyadai, if you touch your body where b'makomis hamatunafis, in a dirty spot. Sheyesh b'hem amulei zela, a spot that's usually full of sweat. What if while you're in water, you touch a covered spot of your body? So that is a machloikes between Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Shevet Alevi, whether that's whether you're getting your concerned to have getting your hands dirty again. Okay, the Mechaber continues. Umisha asa achas mikol eiv v'loinata. If somebody does one of these items, one of these things mentioned, v'loinata, he didn't wash his hands. So in other words, what if somebody violates this? They touched one of these, they went into a bathroom and they came out, they didn't wash their hands, or they clipped their nails and didn't wash their hands. So im tamid chacham hu tamid mishtakeh. If he's a Torah sage, he'll forget his learning. And he's not a Talmud Chacham, he'll go crazy. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yoytzei Midati, Ayin Bel Yirav, the Rosh Hashanah, Dinas Labish Baruch Shtos. That means you'll have a lapse of sanity. You know, you'll be taken by a spirit of insanity. Could lead to avera chamamaram, like Chazal tell us. They know them over avera elam kinechnas by ruach shtos. Person will not violate a sin unless he's overcome by a spirit of insanity. Somebody wants to know, what if somebody's bald and they scratch their head? Whether that is considered touching a makayim metunafais? I don't know. On the one hand, the reason why the head is the makom tamei is because it's covered in hair, so it's mamolei zeya, but if it's not covered in hair, I'm not sure. Sifyot tes, hamikis dam, mehakaseifayim, one who lets blood from the shoulders, v'leinot al yadav, he doesn't wash his hands, mefachet shiva yamim, he'll have anxiety for 7 days. Hamigaleach v'leinot al yadav, some who shaves, takes a haircut and doesn't wash his hands, mefach sojim, will have anxiety for 3 days. Hanoitel tzipanim leinot yadav, someone who clips his nail, doesn't wash his hands, mefach yom echad. He will be afraid for 1 day. He won't know what he's afraid of. So people think, I have anxiety, I have to go to my quack. No, just make sure you wash your hands after you do these things. Says the Mishnah Berurah, damehek hakisefayim be'efshar aluka. If you use a leech, shekorin favikes oibenikes gamkin tzachlital, you also have to wash your hands v'toiv lahachmir, and it's a good idea to be machmir. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thanks everybody for joining today. Wishing you all bracha v'hatzlacha. Have a wonderful day. Kol tov, everyone. Be well. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.